Leo Frank Georgia Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913, 1914, page 437. Visible translated text is as follows. Sometimes that way and sometimes the other way. I would say, I owe you 15 cents, I buy 3 beers, and you owe me 15 cents. And that be 3 beers. I say if I would be in the beer saloon when they come in there, I would do that. But if I could get out before they saw me, I would be gone. I never did know what time the watchmen come there on Saturday or any Saturday. I never have seen the night watchman in the factory. I have seen young Mr. Kendrick come and get his money. He always comes somewhere about 2 o'clock to get his money. I have seen him lots of times Saturday and get his money. He always got it from Mr. Frank at 2 o'clock. No, I didn't know Newtley. I heard them say there was a Negro night watchman, but I never did know there was a Negro. I knew they paid employees off at 12 o'clock. I don't know what time the night watchman would come there to work. Mr. Holloway stays until 2:30. I couldn't tell the first time I ever watched for Mr. Frank. Sometimes during the last summer, somewhere just about in July. As to what he said to get me to watch for him that was on a Saturday, I would be there sweeping. Mr. Frank come out and called me in his office. I always had until 4:30 in the evening. I would leave about 12:30, ring out and come back about 1:30 or 2. Sometimes I would ring in when I came back, and sometimes I wouldn't. I ringed in every morning when I come. I never did ring in much. I would do it after they got after me about it. It was my habit not to do it. As to how they would know how much to pay me if I didn't ring in, I knew they paid $4.10 a day, all the time. No, they didn't pay me by the clock punches. They paid me by the day. They paid me 11 an hour. Sometimes I would punch the clock when I got there. That was my duty. Sometimes I was not when I didn't work. I don't know how that happened, but Mr.